Let us have a word of prayer one more time. Our Father, we thank you once again that your grace has made it possible for us to see this hour. We know every passing moment people are crossing from here to the other side, both your children and none of your children. For the fact that we are sitting here hale and hearty is a sure sign that you have not finished with us. That is why we are still here, because your prophet has taught us that until you are true with us, nothing can take us out of this place. That has elevated fear out of our hearts. We do not fear nothing. We know, O God, that we are here for a purpose. Until that purpose is accomplished, there is nothing, absolutely nothing, that can happen to us. Thank you, our Father. Lord, for the Sunday school, for the morning service. Thank you for the little recess we have to eat our physical food, which you provide. We are very grateful to you.
Amen.
Lord, we are back again around this same message. Lord Jesus, we pray, O God, as we continue our fellowship around this message, may you continue to increase our rapturing faith. May you continue, O gracious Father, to draw us closer unto you. Give Holy Ghost to the seekers, and Lord, refill those already filled. We can never have too much of you. Lord Jesus, we are praying, O God, that whatsoever my baby needs that is represented here again this afternoon, Lord, address the same for your glory and for your honor. Thank you, our Master. Blessed be thy holy name. In Jesus' precious name, we pray.
Amen.
God bless you, church. We're happy to be back to his presence. Let's turn our Bibles without delay because of our time. Joshua chapter 24, verses 14 and 15. Brother Mafido, brother, what do you call him? Yamusa. Do you still have his number?
Yes,
you have his number?
Yamusa.
Please call him. Because he asked me to give you, to give him your number, but I have not been able to reach you. I look at all my phone. It's only Gideon, your son, I saw in my phone. Please call him. Tell him I deliver the message. God bless you. Joshua 24, 14 and 15. Now therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth. I put away the gods which your father set on the other side of the flood, and in Egypt I serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose ye this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Gentle, no, I beruluwa, kesima sin, liodudu, ati liotito, kesi mu rishamwani kuro, tamu baba ni sin, ni akijudu, uni, ati ni jipti, ki esima sinuwa, yuba shi bubu liodu yi, lati sin Oluwa eyan eni ti eyin o ma sin le oni bi orisa won ni ti awon baba yin sin ti o wa ni hakeji odo lati sin tabi awon orisa awon ara mori ani le eni ti eyin gbe sugbon bi o se ti emi ati le mi Oluwa lawo ma sin.
May the Lord bless the reading of his word into our hearts.
Oluwa bu ki oro re si
lo kan wa o. Please be seated.
Ajo ejoko.
We want to pick a few things from this sermon again. The conflict between God and Satan. There are two powers. And that is God and Satan. And all the human beings around the surface of the earth. Even the overpopulation we have today. As it was in the days of Noah.
It's
either you are on this side or you are on that that side. There is no in between. Hello.
Hallelujah.
No in between.
You see,
it's either you are for God or you are for the devil. May God help us. Well, like in the morning, the foundation we laid for this message, the prophet said, remember that we are dealing with God, who is our Father. You know, I've always told you that not that we will make the rapture, we have already made it. Where we made it was where God, before the foundation of the world, he knew you, he knew me, he wrote our names in the last book of life. And by that, remember that book, the devil can't have access to it. The names that are written there cannot be erased. And there is no trial. There is no temptation. There is no problem that can cause any member, anyone whose name is in that book, to fall short of making the kingdom of God. Are you following me? Let all the demons in the whole world, plus Satan, let the devil even go for more cause. I come back. I face one child of God. He cannot prevail against him. Do you know why? God said, the gates of hell shall not prevail. God says the Lord can never fail. What Abraham said, when the scripture says the gates of hell cannot prevail, it means that the gates of hell will fight. They will fight, but they cannot prevail. What good is fighting when you cannot win? When you know you are fighting against your superior, somebody that is more powerful than you. The Bible made us to know that he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. Oh, hallelujah. Despite the fact that God is living in us, in the power of the Holy Ghost, God still makes sure that he assigned unto every one of us a bunch of agents. The Bible says, agents encamp them round that are heir of salvation. God knew there is going to be warfare. You know there are going to be demons. You know there are going to be evil spirits. You know what Satan will do. At that time, that he has built security around us that the devil cannot break through. Oh, hallelujah. What an assurance. Blessed be his holy name. Omo ba ba la wa she.
We are the children of our Father.
Nipa igbagbo
ninu
Jesus.
Jesus Christ.
She be ba ba
our Father
loni.
That holds this whole world.
Not only that, Babalonile, Olotuni, okay, both heavens and earth belong to him. Amen. And we used to see that little song, it's everything to us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's our father, it's our mother, it's our brother, it's our sister, it's our savior, it's our provider, it's our healer, it's our everything, it's our resurrection and our life. One day, Jesus was preaching, and the people came to him. I said, your mother and your siblings, they want to see you. Jesus said, who is my mother? And who is my sibling? He pointed to the people he was preaching to. He said, they that will do the will of my father. He said, they are my father, they are my mother, they are my sisters, they're my everything. God bless you, church. Remember, we did not come here by chance. We came here by ordination. The one that brought us here, he neither sleep nor slumber. He knows everything about us. What am I going to be afraid of? Tell me. Making me. When they were pursuing Brother Branham, they even told him that we will throw bomb and destroy you. Brother Branham said, before the sound of that bomb, we stop and we be in the sixth dimension. Church of the living God, sons and daughters of God, they cannot lose. There's no way we can lose. Whether you are life, whether you are dead, your existence is pre-planned by God. Are you following me?
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. That is why the apostle said, for me to be absent in the body and be with the Lord, he said, it's far better. Where we are going, it is certain. We are not presuming. But Abraham said, one day, the Lord told him, will you want to see beyond the curtain of time? And the prophet said, it will help me. Then God took him. The prophet said, I have never had a vision that I have to leave my body. This was not a vision. This was a translation. He found himself as a young man, as somebody was talking to him. When they arrived there, that was the sixth dimension, where the sleeping saints are. The people recognized him. They say, if you have not gone, we will not be here. There were thousands. The one that was talking to him, he said, these are your people. The prophet said, perhaps I know many like this. The voice came very sharp. They are not Brahams. He said, they are your covers. He said, where you were on earth, you are made a leader. These are your covers. He said, I want to see Jesus. He said, you can't see him now. You see the seventh dimension. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He says it's the seventh dimension. He said, but a day is coming. They will judge you. If by the time they judge you, and you have passed mark, which was for the fact that his people that believe in him that has gone on in the sixth dimension. It's a show, it's a vindication that he has passed mark already. Are you following me? If you have passed mark, then your people, the prophet asked a question. We Paul also be examined, will he be judged? He said, yes. He said, if poor people enter, he said, my people will enter. He said, because I preach what Paul preached. All the hosts of the people, they scream, we are resting on that. Church of the living God, we are resting on the message of the hour. It has been vindicated beyond any reasonable doubt. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Remember, it was said to children. And the prophet said, remember, it's only children that we listen. We don't have option. We are the sheep of his pasture. And the Bible says, my sheep, not my goats, my sheep will hear my voice. When they hear it, they will follow me. He said the voice of stranger will they not follow. Thank God. I say thank God for his voice. The voice of God for today. Brother Abraham was preaching. He said, I'm the voice of God for you. Somebody recited it. The Lord said, repeat it. I'm the voice of God to you. Brother Abraham is the voice of God to us today. Remember, in 1933, when he was baptized in Ohio River, when the pillar of fire came down, he said, as John the Baptist was set to forerun the first coming of Jesus Christ, you are set with a message to forerun the second coming. Though the man is no longer physically here, the message that God has sent to us through him, church, it is when people are alive that their faith, their popularity is talked about everywhere. When this man of Benin, this Elder Osa, when he was around, when he's going to fly to UK, cars will lighten up from here almost to the main road. You will never know where he is. Hallelujah. When the man died and his wife took over, that was the end of the faith. But Brother Abraham, after he has left, the message is still like wildfire, gathering God's sons and daughters, giving them raptory faith. Are you following me? It is not a man's message. It was God's message. God bless you. There is nothing anybody can do about it. Let the federal government rise up today. I say we should not preach this message again. They will not succeed. As for this message, we will preach it. Hello. We will preach it. It's giving us raptory faith. The Bible says, as newborn babes, desiring the sincere milk of the world, that you may grow thereby. Brothers and sisters, if you are born by the word of God, you will grow. You cannot be stagnant. You will grow. You will continue to grow. We are expected to grow to the full stature of Jesus Christ. This message, when it was being brought to us, it never came in words alone. It came in power and in demonstration of the Holy Ghost. As we continue preaching it, it will come to a time, it will come to that level. Hello. It will come to that level again. That God that was introduced to us, that is with us. We know it's with us. Oh man. God bless you, church. Blessed be his holy name. Look, the make believers, the unbelievers, they shall be exposed. Are you following me? They shall be exposed in such a way that they be ashamed of themselves. Listen very closely. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now,
The Bible tells us there is going to be heresies among you. That's what? So that they that are approved, the true sons and daughters of God, they are ordained not to act, not to subtract, that they be made manifest. Do you know in this message there are so many funny things going all over this place? It do not bother us one bit. Just stay with the message. There is going to be a vindication of who is who. God has gifts. He does not have counterfeit gifts. All the gifts of God are original. Are you following me? They are original. And there is a way of identifying them. And if there is going to be any counterfeit anywhere, the genuinity of the true gifts will expose the counterfeit. Watch it. It's going to happen. God bless you. Just say with the message. But Abraham promised. He said when it is close to the time Christ will come, he said the bride will be so much like Christ that when they see him, they is just blessed. They will be like him. God bless you. There is no way that you can be inside water and you don't know you are wet. You will know it that you are wet. When the supernatural is dwelling in you, you will know. Look, there is a warfare. Oh, yes. There is a warfare. He comes to husband and wife. He comes to parents and children. He even comes to church. So what are you saying? But Abraham said sometimes the devil comes to church to try you, to find out the side you belong. Whether the devil tear up his ugly head, anywhere, sons and daughters of God will remain calm. They are overcomers. When God sent Moses back to Egypt, had he told him, I will go with you, that was a satisfaction. Brother and sister, we are not alone. We are not alone. He shall love us so much. And he came to die for us. He's with us. He that is in us is greater than Satan that is in the world. Look.
Whoa.
We become like a bone of fish in the throat of Satan.
He
can't swallow us. He can't vomit us. He's in trouble. When we kick him here, he lied at Ilefe. Brother Simon, we kick it. He lied in Ilefe. But Joseph, we will not give him a breathing space until we put him in the lake of fire. Look, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Nothing can give a man joy more than the joy of the Lord. You talk about material things. If that is all you have, you are miserable.
Yeah.
You are miserable. Because if God allow you to stay here for long, you will come to a point, even to eat, become a problem for you. Hello? To chop. Your favorite. To eat it. It becomes
wahala.
But if that joy is in you, You know where you come from. You know where you are going. Oh, man. There was a sister that was, is it a plane or ship? There was a warning. The warning was that there is danger. If you minister, it's either we land safely or we end up inside the ocean. The sister said, praise God. Praise God. Praise God. They said, what? Did you not hear what he said? He said, this is my testimony. Where I'm traveling to, I have a daughter. If we land safely, I will meet with my daughter in glory. I also have a daughter in the sixth dimension. If we enter water, I go go meet her. In both sides, I'm not losing. As a child of God, when you are alive, God has given you peace that passeth all understanding. Joy unspeakable, full of glory. No trial, no temptation. There's nothing the devil can do to you. Oh, hallelujah. That can tamper with the kingdom of God that God has planted inside of you. You are always joyful. You are always happy. Hello. Always happy. Do you know why? The place where our life is being controlled from is heavenly places. In Christ Jesus. Satan is a defeated foe before us. Oh, man. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. Look, what Abraham said, if God tells me that my time is up today, he said, I don't want to be here tomorrow. If you hear that I die, don't be sorrowful. You that is here, now you get wahala, because you see how trials, you see how temptations. Me, where I don't go, I finish my course. I know where I'm going. It doesn't need your approval. It doesn't need your disapproval. You disapprove it from your mind, it doesn't affect me. You approve it, it doesn't affect me. Hello.
Hallelujah.
Hello. May God help us. You have to be certain. But Abraham preached a message, be certain of God. Sons and daughters of God are certain of God. They are not doubting. No. They are not doubting. They are overcomers. No trial. No temptation. No trouble that can overcome them. Yes, sir. God bless you. They are more than conquerors. Through him that loved them. We have passed from death unto life. Devil is shame unto him. Shalom, shalom, shalom. I say shalom. Look, it's human being that do improvement. When war first started, they were using arrow and bow. They keep improving. Keep improving. Keep improving. Today, there are some ballistic missiles that somebody can fire here. It will light the United States. It is human being that is improving in his weapon. We read the demonic weapon of our warfare. I want us to read the other part of it that says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. You know where the scripture is? We wrestle not against flesh and blood. We will read who we are wrestling with. We will read it. Hello. We are waiting for you. The conflict between God and Satan. Who is the winner?
Daniel Bori.
God. Do you know when Satan was testing Jesus? Jesus could have spoken him out of existence. He has the power to do it. But what he did was an example to us to show that the word of God will defeat Satan anytime, anywhere, under any circumstances. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual darkness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand the evil day, and having done all, to stand. In some churches, ministers will be fighting themselves. They are carnal. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. God put us here to wrestle against power and principalities, against the rulers of the darkness of this world that put men and women in bondage. That is what we wrestle against. Not with our ourselves. What are we fighting ourselves? Can you imagine the Holy Ghost fighting the Holy Ghost? A kingdom divided against itself can never stand. The Holy Ghost cannot fight against the Holy Ghost. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. Now, if you find ministers fighting against themselves, whether directly or indirectly, it's carnality. Because there is no way I can preach. I be like Brother Sam. It's not possible. Brother Sam is a unique person on his own. God made him the way he is. I think that's why the prophet told us, no man can take your place. The way God made you, he made you as an entity. No man can never be like you. How can I preach like Brother Femi? I can't do it. I can't do it. How can I preach like Brother Ayodele Baba or our teacher, Brother Joshua? I can't do it. I can't take their place. They can't take my place. We all have our position. Each and every one of us, we answer for our ministry. Are you following me? God bless you. I think I'm far away from you. I will come down. Make I come down. Look, I'm too far from you. God bless you, church. Look, that is why the brethren that will say, I'm of Paul, I'm of Apollos, I'm of Peter. The Bible says they were carnal. Brother Sam didn't die for you. Pastor Matthew didn't die for you. Ayodele didn't die for you. Not Brother Joshua or Brother Femi. None of us died for you. The one that died for us is the one that called us and asked us to preach about him to you. We are not preaching ourselves. We are preaching Jesus Christ, who loved us so much and died for us. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
After he had died for us, on the day of Pentecost, he came back to live in us, so that here on earth we can be victorious, representing him. Amen. God bless you. I say, God bless you. Tell me why I should not be happy. Just tell me. Say, for this reason, you will not be happy.
Bye, bye, bye.
life. Maybe you will refer to the only son I have, the only child I have at that. And so what? What does that matter? Does that take my salvation? Hello? Does that take my salvation? Am I the one who brought him here? God must have brought him here through me. He knows how long he has to be here. Church, is there any sickness or disease that God cannot heal?
Yes, sir.
Some people said, after Brother Abraham dies an accident, and you said he's a man of God. My question is this. Tell me. Hello, brother. Brother, open your eyes. We are not praying. We are not praying. Just open your eyes. We are preaching. Praise God. Amen. Do you know what I'm talking about? Amen. Amen. Look. Tell me how God has stated in the Bible his servant should die. Hello, is it your Bible? You know there were some people that were fed to lions among God's children. Lions, they were. After finishing the flesh, leave their blood, crack their bones. In the first resurrection, they will come up. Say you are traveling by ship. The ship sank. Sank, ate my flesh. And so what? In the first resurrection, I will come forth. When they buried John the Baptist without head. In the resurrection, John the Baptist will come with head. That woman and her daughter and Herod, they will give account of that. God bless you, church. We are on the winning side. Oh, man. I don't know. You see, when you are on the winning side, you are always happy. Are you getting me? You are always happy because you cannot lose. This race we are running, we cannot lose. Do you know why? We are ordained not to lose. It's my only child. When he died, the Lord helped me. We were with him over there. People started trooping into the house. Those that will come, I will just start admonishing you. But Abraham said, until God finishes with you, nothing can take you. That was my consolation. What type of sickness was he having? That it could not be healed. You meet God that can raise the dead who was already rotting it. Cannot heal a sickness. Tell the best in the end. I know better. That is why I didn't care what people were saying. People will always talk. If you listen to what people are saying, you will be confused. Listen to what God says. That is the absolute. Amen.
Man.
Let me quote something to you. Ebenezer Obey. He sang a song. You know he's a religious man. He talk about kete kete. Kosito le se. Kosogboto le da. To le taraye o le te wo lorun.
Please everybody.
You know the song. May God help us. Don't listen to men, especially anybody that is trying to be your critic. Look, you have to be careful. Jesus said, the least of these that believe in me. He said, be careful, don't offend them. You offend them, you will pay for it. Are you following me? God bless you. Are you so tell people? You better love me because I love you. If you become my enemy, I will possess your gates. I have just said the Lord to do it. I I don't care the power you have. I will possess your gate. I am ordained to overcome you. Yes. Yes. I will overcome you. Some people used to pray.
Let trailer.
That is not prayers of God's children. I will pray for you. God, give this man perfect health. Let him be hale and hearty. And open his eyes. And be in good health. I watch your blessings in my life. Yes. Yes, you'll be watching me progressing from one stage to another. You want me to go there? And God is taking me up. I pray you will not go and commit suicide. But because what God will do for me, you can't stop him. If you don't know something, my day. I'm a debe. God bless you.
I'll get there.
I have a way of testing the spirit that is in you. If the spirit that is in you is contrary, is doing anything contrary to the word of God, I suspect that spirit. Every spirit of God, we stay with the Bible. We stay with the message. Because in the author of the message, they that are led by the spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Are you led by the spirit of God? The spirit of God can never lead you contrary to the word of God. Look,
whoa.
If your papa dey here, your mama dey here, and there is the word of God at stake, and you are a Holy Ghost filled man, your papa is on the opposite side, the word of God is at stake. They say, which side will you take? You will take side with the word of God. Jesus said, if you will not forsake your papa, your mama, your wife, your children, your siblings, your everything, he said, you are not worthy of me. He said, your hand, he said, cut it off. He said, your house, he said, pluck it out. These are expressions to show you the seriousness of it, how the sons and daughters of God are tied to the word of God. God is our Father. He has given us his word. Oh, merciful God. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded from the mouth of the living God. Stay with the word of God. That is how to defeat Satan. Anytime, anywhere, other any circumstances. You say, oh, the trial is too much. Stay with the word. You will overcome. God bless you. I say, God bless you. He that is born of God, he that is born of God, overcoming the world. I don't care what the temptation will be, what the trial will be. You will overcome. Because he that is in you, there is no trial that can defeat it. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Satan.
Jesus
conquered the world. Hallelujah. Satan, you are in trouble. Our God in our God is reigning in our life. We are not ashamed to say it. It is the truth.
Hallelujah.
If Satan lies, he can go and commit suicide. As for God, he reigns in our life. Amen. God bless you. I say, God bless you.
We say Satan, shame unto you, all power belong to Jesus. Satan, shame unto you, all power belong. We say demon, shame unto you, all power belong to Jesus. Devil, shame unto you, all power belong to Jesus. Jesus said, all power in heaven and in earth has been given unto
me.
Who can compete with Jesus?
Make
sure who is he? A demon or Satan himself? Oh, hallelujah. That is our leader. That is our guide. The cross is cross. Is before us. This world is behind us. All the bridges we have already crossed. We have broken the bridges. Forward never. Backward never. We will not go back. We are not of them that go back. We continue to move forward. A guy must know the way. Our guy, the Lord Jesus, well, he knows the way. He has given unto us part of himself. We will not miss the road. He's the one leading. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. Amen and amen. Look.
Whoa.
If you are not yet in the body, by the baptism of the Holy Ghost, don't stop praying. Continue to don't be ashamed to raise the request. Because that is where lay the victory. There are two natures. The holy nature, the divine nature. The divine nature, that is where lays the victory. The holy nature, I don't care how long you have been in the church. When I say the church, I'm talking about the local assembly. There is only one church, and that is the body of Christ. You don't join it. You are born into it. And once you are born into it, I'm telling you, the devil forever is defeated in your life. He come in the midnight. The angels are in attendance. And the prophet said, one angel shall finish the whole world. And you have a bunch of it that they cap you around. Church, do you believe God? Do you believe God? Do you believe what God is saying?
Hey,
yeah. May God help us. May God help us. Brother Abraham preached a message. Who do you say this is? And Jesus said, who do men say I, the Son of Man? They say, John the Baptist, who raised from the dead. He said, Elias. He should say, Jeremiah. Said, it's okay, forget them, what they say. You, and are my children. Who do you say I am? Thank God for Peter. He was always the mouth, the chief. Spokesman. He said, thou hast the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said, that thing you have said, flesh and blood, didn't reveal it to you, but my Father, which is in heaven. And upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The church of Jesus Christ comprises sons and daughters, men and women, boys and girls of like precious faith. We have just seen the Lord. The gates of hell shall not prevail against
them.
They will fight, but they cannot prevail. God bless
you.
I say, God bless you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God, he doesn't improve in what he has done. He knows the ending from the beginning. He introduced our weapon as his word. The word of God, he will defeat Satan anytime, anywhere, or there in his circumstances. Let's start to fight Satan. I was talking to you, sir, about the people we went to settle in the... Recently, the man started sending messages to me. In fact, talking fire and brimstone. I just called him. I said, brother, the marriage is between two people. You are your wife. You can make it work. And you can make it to faith. It's as simple as that. Because the day we pronounce you husband and wife here, it was more or less like a curse. What God has joined together, let no man put asunder. Whether I be siblings, whether I be father, whether I be mother, whether I be pastor, whether let nobody put a shoulder. If your marriage is successful, it's between you and your husband and between you and your wife. Somebody call to my family. What to prognose? Who are you there? Ibolotiwa. Where are you coming from? You do help me to choose her. Did I report her to you? You say, oh, is the world controlling you? They won't look on me. Is it controlling you? It's me that is controlling you. What is your problem? Will you be punished for him? Because he's controlling me. Will you be punished for you? Will you suffer punishment because of my sins? Because my wife is controlling me. According to you. It's because of pardonable sins. Shame unto you. Honey, don't mind them. Praise God. Amen. All is well. Our last marriage anniversary was 50. Hello. Let me ask questions. Brother Sam, my associate. Brother Joshua. Brother, have I ever reported my wife to any of you? Has any of you come and sit down and said to us? Hello. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. The joy of the Lord is our strength. That day when we pronounced this thing, you said we concluded by death that do us part. Death that do us part. Are your siblings dead? Shekuni, your father is it dead that we separate you? Take side with Jesus. I will preach that sermon very soon. Take side with Jesus. Oh, may God help us. If you are spiritual, you will take side with God by His word. Oh man. The closest person to me on earth today is this woman sitting here. It's my wife. Hello. Then you will say, you are doing some things you don't tell her. I have a scripture for that. Jesus said, don't allow your left hand to know what your right hand is doing. God bless you. I say God bless you. The devil feared the word of God. And that is the only thing that can defeat him. God bless you, married people. You young ones that are coming up, don't be afraid of marriage. Marriage is the sweetest thing after salvation. Very sweet. Oh man. When I'm at home, I will call my wife. I say, I want to chop bitter leaf. We have it in the garden. Whether she likes it, she doesn't like it, she will go and pluck bitter leaf. It will come up on the next table in my food. It will come up. God bless you. Marriage is very sweet. You say, what are you saying? Let me tell you what the prophet said. The prophet said, after salvation, he said, a good woman. Am I quoting the message? It's what God gives. What makes a woman good?
Oh, I'll be tempted to come down.
And that one will to so
what make a woman good? You know the young rich ruler when he came, oh, I called Jesus good. Good master. He said, why do you call me good? No man is good. You know that is very true. I will tell you what he was saying according to the interpretation of Brother Brian. But let us lay this side of you. No man is good. I don't care who you are. I don't care where you are born. I don't care how you are raised. I don't care how educated you are. I don't care how illiterate you are. I don't care how rich you are. I don't care how poor you are. You are not good. You are in the bracket of all have seen and come short of the glory of God. For you to be good, Jesus said,
yes,
there is only one that is good, and that is God. If God, and Jesus said unto him, why callest thou me good? None is good save one, that is God. What Jesus was telling them
is
that you don't believe that I'm God manifested in the flesh. Why are you calling me good? If I'm ordinary man, why are you calling me good? God is good. God is good. He has done me well. Oh my soul.
Welcome me.
God is good. He has done me well. Oh my soul, rise up and praise. God bless you, church. Our God is good. We know it's good. Let me tell you one thing. When you are wrong, the man that corrects you is the man that loves you. I'm telling you, sometimes when we are corrected, we take the man that corrects us as our enemy. You are not spiritual. May God help us. Jesus corrected Peter. Where Jesus was telling them how he be crucified and the rest of it. Peter said, this thing you are saying, far it be from you. As Jesus talked, say, Satan, get behind me. Say, because you are mindful about the things of men, not the things that God. I'm telling you about the program of God, and you are saying it will not happen. Why did Jesus came here? It's to share his blood to redeem you. And me, he came because of us.
Oh!
Yeah! That's why he came. To redeem you. And me. May God help us. There was a careless man somewhere who wants me to disobey God's word. Look, even if you put AK-49 on my head, blow it. Blow it, I will do the will of God. You say, what are you saying? Listen. Brother Abraham said, we will soon close. Brother Abraham said, it's a compromise. It's not in the heart of the believer. What is in the heart of the believer? God dwelling in their heart. God does not compromise. God bless you, church. We will not compromise. God bless you. We will stay with the message. Any couple that stay with the message, they will be overcomers. Any family that stay with the message, they will be overcomers. Any man, any woman, any boy, any girl that is in the body of Christ by the baptism of the Holy Ghost is an overcomer. Young sisters, don't allow any boy to touch your body. You are created for one man. And that is the man that will knock at your daddy's door. And ask your hand in marriage, whether it be lecturer, whether it be co-student, whether whatever it is. Go to your husband's house and beg it. Are you following me? Go to your husband's house and beg it. Don't play with that part of your body. It makes for your husband. So people say it has no meter. It does not read. It doesn't know, it didn't need to have meter. The one that created it, he neither sleep nor slumber. What you think is secret is open before him. God bless you. So people, the prophet says all the time, when people think God has gone, may God help us.
Hallelujah.
Our God doesn't sleep. He doesn't slumber. He doesn't travel. He sees everything, including your thoughts. That is why from the beginning of Samuel to the end, whether you say amen, just say amen, the truth will go for. Amen. The truth will go for. You will know the truth. And you shall ordain as a child of the truth. It will set you free. What we say here that day, it is death. Do we part? Death. All of us are pretty well. Hello. God bless you. The death has not come. You allow trivial things. Trivial things. May God help us. 4 o'clock, don't knock. We go close. I remain loyal. God bless you. By the grace of God, on Wednesday, I'll be traveling to Lagos. Thursday morning, I will fly to Ghana. And 2nd of July, I'll be flying back to Nigeria. God be with you. Till we meet again. You see this gentleman? They are not new to you. The message says, in the absence of the pastor, in the absence of the pastor, the associate is in full control of the church. Shalom to your soul. If you are spiritual, you obey the word of God. God bless you. I love you all. I know you love me too. We love one another. We love Jesus. Because first of all, love us. God bless you. I say, God bless you. Even if you will not pray for me, I'll be praying for you. Are you following me? I'll be calling one sister in this assembly. I don't know whether he switched off his phone. I can't reach her. Since Timothy Daylight is in it, I'll be calling. The line is not going. Whether, boy, you block me, you go, you know. Ma block me. I'm not your enemy. God bless you. I say God bless you. Shalom to everybody. You love the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Don't worry. We are ordained to spend eternity together. He can't stop it. The devil can't stop it. Are you getting me? The devil can't stop
us.
We will spend eternity together. I will see my associate. I will say, Brother Sam, finally, we made it. Daddy Evangelist, Ayodele, we made it. Our teacher, Joshua, Adeyemi, we made it. Our evangelist, Femi Adichie, we made it. We make it. And we have made it. God bless you. I say, God bless you.
What can devil
God tell
with
me? There is something I hate. And that is excommunication. I don't like it. In my 40-something years of pastoring, I have excommunicated 3 people. 2 people came to make right. The third one, when he was facing terrible time in the hospital, he called me. He said, I should come and pray for him when he is well. He come and make right. But he never got over it. He passed from there. What am I saying? I understand that our precious brother, Alegbeleye, is going to mark 80 years. The children are planning that birthday. Supposing all things were equal. This is a man that we have known each other for years. Kini mi o ti se tan? In Nigeria, I beg you. In US, I beg you. Even this man, recent return from my journey, I still went to his office. Brother, something you were accused of, you couldn't deny it. The people that you told are ready to witness against you. Even on Drossi,
where is your stand?
You can't say sorry.
Had
he told me, I should allow that day to be the last day I talk to him.
About the matter.
I said,
what
my hands are clean. The brother that is coming to preach to us, Babiji, what time I travel to Kaduna, I learned that he has been excommunicated. Had this a man that has preached in that church over 30 years. I told the pastor, I heard you have excommunicated this man. This man is my friend, though. I take permission, let me go and see him. Of course, he cannot say no. I went to see him. I talked to him. He said, no, that as a brother, the church you have labored for over 30 years. You know, we see the people on the way. You can't flow with them. Any of them do something, you can't be seen there. You are doing something, they can't come. I said, brother, say sorry to
animal.
The Bible says you can admit you are wrong, even if you are right. For
peace's
sake. You see, I told you, I say, remember, one day, along this journey, you will remember that the things that I came to discuss with you is the way of righteousness. Not very long, he called me on phone. Hey, pastor, the thing you discussed with me, I've seen it now. You see, I want you to call the pastor. I tell him I want to come and make it. I said, that is not the protocol. You call him. It's your pastor. Tell him I'm coming to make right. If he says no, then you call me. I will then beg him for you. He went. Had he made it right? This man, last journey, me and the pastor, he had just, the young man had just built a house. Me and the pastor, we went to the house. Come and see happiness. Something was in my mind. I said, can I say this? I couldn't say it. I couldn't say it. If you have not made it, will your pastor come to your house? What does it take to say, I'm sorry? May God help us. I pray I will not do anything that will make you to excommunicate
you.
Sorry, me only law. Me only became law. We have been chosen together. Show a long time, see. I don't mind sitting every man to see that journey. I'm telling you. You can't excommunicate me. I'm telling you, a million times I will say I'm sorry. A million times. I will go and invite people say to come and beg you. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. Oh, merciful God. So, God willing, we see in July.
Until that time, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit abide with us now and forevermore. Amen. Shall we rise? When the room is called up, 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 oh, when the room is called up, brother, when the room is called up, brother. When the rapture takes place, look out for me. I will be there. I will look out for you. I believe you will be there. God bless you. I know all of you. And you all know me. I will look out for you. Because I believe you will be there. God bless you. Shall we bow our heads? Our dear Heavenly Father, we are very grateful unto you for today's services. Thank you especially for the morning service. Thank you for the abundance of blessings you poured upon your people. Thank you for the support of Sunday school and evening service, our Master and our God. Our prayer is that, O God, as we continue to fellowship around this glorious message of the hour, may this message continue to transform our lives. Remove everything that does not look like you in our lives. Make us to be like you. As many as are not yet in the body by the baptism of the Holy Ghost, for your word say, if a man have not got the Spirit of Christ, it's none of his. May you give them your Spirit, Lord. Those that have your Spirit already, may you continue to multiply your presence in their lives. The sick and the afflicted. You are the Lord our God that healed all our diseases. We remember Brother Ladako. Oh, Master, come on the sea. Normalize the abnormality. In the name of Jesus Christ. You that raises the dead, Lord, no sickness you cannot heal, you cannot cure. Master, come on the sea, Lord. Put the devil to shame. Help that brother. Let him stand on his 2 feet one more time and go back to work. In the name of Jesus Christ. And we pray for the family of Brother Ignatius that you have called home. Lord, be with that family. Strengthen them. Keep them together. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, our Master. We commit your servant in your hands in this assembly. Thank you for their labor of love towards your people. We don't pray that let not their labor be in vain. Their labor cannot be in vain because it is part of your program. We know their labor will be duly rewarded. May you continue to bless them. May you continue to lift up the horn of their ministry. May you continue to confirm the preaching of your word through them with signs and wonders and miracles following. Thank you, Father. Be with me in my journey from here to Lagos, from Lagos to Accra, and within the country. Be with me, Lord. Answer my prayers for my people. Answer their prayers for me. Thank you, Savior Divine, for granting these petitions. As we dismiss, take all of us home safely. Whether by public transport or by private vehicle. Thank you, Father. Hallowed be thy name, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we pray with all faith and thanksgiving. Amen. God bless you, church. Saying amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Oh, blessings and glory, glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, I honor it, my word of mine. Glory unto the Lord, forever and ever. Amen, 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 amen. Blessings and glory, glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, forget what you've done for me, for me, for me. Jesus, I will never forget how you set me free. Jesus, I will never forget how you love me. Hallelujah, Jesus, I will never forget. Oh, goodness. Oh, how can I forget?
Hallelujah, praise the Lord. I have seen the Lord's goodness, His mercies and compassion. I have seen the Lord's goodness. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Oh Lord, you have been so good. You are so good to me. Oh Lord, you are excellent in my life every day. So good to me, oh Lord, you are excellent in my life. How excellent is your name, oh Lord. Oh, how excellent is your name. Marvelous in our sight, it is the Lord. Hallelujah, how we pray, how we praise Him. It is the Lord's doing. Oh, it is marvelous in our sight, it is the Lord. Oh yes, how we pray. Hosanna, blessed Hosanna!